Stutterers who are students may find it easier to succeed when they forget about the competition, but school admissions are a competitive business, even for kindergarten, as commentator Leon Winter discovered.
I don't think my daughter should benefit from the patchwork of racial preferences that have helped and hindered me for a generation. But when I heard that affirmative action should guarantee her a seat in a prize kindergarten program at our neighborhood school, you know I didn't say no. I didn't last winter, when I swore being black and brilliant was getting her into a fancy prep school. Then they said, sorry, we're doing employee and sibling diversity this year. No biggie, I thought. Elite school politics. But when my Grace lost the piddling public school diversity slot, I almost lost it. Confused and contrite, I went to see Jeff Karstoff, the assistant superintendent for elementary education, seeking just two answers. What were we doing by slipping a race card in her deck at the tender age of 5? And what would have happened if we hadn't? Like other statistics, racial preferences can be damn lies. By the numbers, Grace had an edge because she lives near the school, parses English grammar and syntax with amazing grace, and she's black. But the first thing I learned from Jeff was that politics reserved a quarter of the seats in the class for kids from the rest of the school district. We lost 3 chances for the 12 female seats in this lottery right off the bat. And it's a lottery, all right. To pick the remaining 9 girls from 17 applicants, New Rochelle spins a round brass cage with numbered balls that roll down a chute. Jeff had the machine brought to his office. It put me in mind of another shiny device for making neat, authoritative separations, the guillotine. Stop right here. My head and heart say that if we just put all 17 black, white, and other girls into the cage and let the first 9 names to roll out get in, it would be a fair game. One nation, one love, one rolling of the dice. But, for the sake of diversity, or rather, for its appearance, Jeff explained that he rolls the cage not once, but twice. Once for whites, once for all the others. The separate rolls are to eliminate the very real possibility of an unrepresentative outcome in a school that's about equally split between whites and non-whites. So, all the history of sacrifice, pain, and blood shed to atone for the sin of slavery with righteous equality comes down to my child as this: a desperate effort to maintain an appearance, an illusion of diversity. It's like a huge national comb-over to maintain the illusion of hair. Where racism persists, let's face up to our moral baldness and shave the scalp clean. But in this case, they could have parted things right down the middle because the head was healthy and full. Jeff agreed. He promised to think about changes for next year. But, of course, this year's results could not be undone. But what if he let me roll the cage? The life-starting places of all 17 tots bounced and frolicked together like they do in our wonderfully integrated playgrounds on a sunny day. White girls got 4 seats. Non-white girls got 5. Grace still wasn't one of them. But now I can live with that.
Leon Winter lives in New Rochelle, New York.